From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
And welcome into what promises to be a fun edition of DeKalb Business Today here on DeKalb Business Radio. I'm Matt Holmes, along with executive producer Jason Becknell. We're going to introduce you to a very entertaining panel coming up in just a second. But first, we want to remind you, DeKalb Business Radio is on social media. You can follow us on Twitter, at DeKalb Radio X. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/DeKalb Business Radio X. Of course, you listen live each Friday at 10 and noon here on DeKalb.BusinessRadioX.com. And if you miss us live, make sure to download our free podcast on our website. They're also a free download on iTunes. All right, let's get to the panel now, and we're excited to introduce Ted Wright, the owner and CEO of Fizz Marketing, their website, fizzcorp.com. Follow them on Twitter, at fizz_WOMM. Ted, we're glad to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
So that WOMM, word of mouth marketing, tell me how you guys are different than traditional marketing firms.
So word of mouth marketing basically takes the concept that most people make their decisions off of conversations that they have with other people, and most of those decisions are face-to-face. So Pew just came out with a lovely piece and a lovely longitudinal study. It said that 7 out of 10 conversations that people have with their friends, they happen face-to-face, and 2 out of 10 are over the phone, and only 1 in 10 are in the digital world. So you sell cookbooks, you get people to be a part of a co-op community, you go and find the great jazz record by talking to other friends about that. 10% of the U.S. population are influencers. They love to share stories. An influencer is worth about 40,000 shares within a single year. A non-influencer, the other 90% of us, is worth about 6 shares. So influencers at this point are really driving the entirety of the commercial business in the United States, both B2B and B2C.
Very cool. We're going to look forward to talking with you more about Fizz Marketing. You guys kind of outside the box thinkers, which is important in marketing. So we'll look forward to talking about that a little bit later on in the show. Our second guest is Kim Prillerman. She is the CEO and founder of Soaring Corporate Coaching and Consulting. Kim, welcome.
Thank you, Matt. Nice to be here.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your business and how it came about.
Well, Soaring Corporate Coaching is an idea I've had for many, many years now. I have a background in leadership, and what I notice is that leadership breaks or makes an organization. It makes or breaks the people within the organization, and I really wanted to do something about that. So at Soaring Corporate Coaching, we provide several types of different businesses and opportunities within the organization. One is one-on-one coaching. That's helping people uncover who they are, what they want to do, and how they want to do it, and then we help guide that process. The other part is business development. A lot of people are thinking about starting businesses. We need the jobs, first of all, and people want to live their dreams. So we have a business consulting arm of my organization. And what we do is we go in there and help you realize your dreams by working with you to visualize it and make it come to fruition. And then the last part is leadership development. Leaders make or break organizations. So our goal is to help leaders become the best that they can be, rise to their greatness, go from good to great, great to exceptional. So they create environments where people love what they're doing, love where they're doing it, and love who they're doing it with.
Very cool. We're going to talk more about your business coming up over the course of the show, but you're based there in Stone Mountain, and you appeal to the entire Metro Atlanta area?
Absolutely.
Very cool. Our third guest is Mitchell Anderson. He's with MetroFresh, and Mitchell, it's rare that we have somebody who's been very successful in a couple different industries, but you're here in Atlanta with MetroFresh. Also a pretty impressive career in Hollywood. Tell us about that.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here and crossing into the DeKalb County line because MetroFresh is in, you know, the other county.
Of course.
MetroFresh is in Midtown. I opened it 10 years ago. So we just celebrated our 10th anniversary. I did have an almost 20-year career as an actor in New York and Los Angeles. I went to Juilliard. And it was a great career, but show business is difficult in the long run because you're constantly trying to get new jobs. And when I was beginning to realize that life in show business, as I was turning 40 and going into my middle age, wasn't giving me what I wanted, I began to look for a new life. And fortunately, I came into the kitchen and realized that my love of cooking, my lifelong love of cooking, I was actually really good at, and I got a great mentor, Super Jenny, who has an awesome store right here in Decatur, took me into her kitchen, taught me the business, taught me how she approached food. And when I was ready, 2.5 years later, she gently pushed me out of her kitchen and said, open your own and I'll be there right alongside you and support you and encourage you. And now we're Metro Fresh is 10 years old and I've just come out with my first cookbook. Hopefully it won't be my last.
There you go.
But it's a very exciting time for Metro Fresh.
You're from New York. You acted in New York, went to school in New York, obviously a long career in Hollywood. Why Atlanta? Where does that fit in?
I moved to Atlanta to be with my partner. We had been commuting. His name is Richie Arpino. He has a very successful salon in Buckhead. And we had been commuting back and forth for 5 years. And it was time, you know. And it was great for me because geographically, to sidestep Hollywood, to get out of show business, I needed a geographical separation. So I came to Atlanta and I've loved it. It's a great place to it's so much great energy here to start something new. And for me, you know, diving into a completely new field, it was awesome.
Well, we'll look forward to talking more with you about your cookbook, Food and Thought, and a tip of the hat to Richie Arpino, because he does the photography
exactly,
this book.
It's beautiful.
It's very delicious looking, so we'll talk more about that coming up. Our final guest is Elisa Iannelli with Decatur Co-Works. She's the general manager there. Location over there on Church Street. Welcome, Elisa.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, co-working is a style of work that involves a shared working environment yet independent activity. So unlike a typical office environment where a co-working space is generally shared by individuals who are self-employed or working for employers from different organizations and professions, ideally co-working spaces are driven by community engagement as people share their knowledge, ideas, and begin to collaborate.
You're seeing more and more situations where companies, employees don't have to be there in a corporate office. They can work from home or they can telework, that kind of thing. What kinds of employees, what kinds of workers are benefiting from what you guys are doing?
We have a variety. So we have a few independent entrepreneurs that utilize the space because they have a variety of projects throughout the U.S. We have a few lawyers that utilize the space to have client meetings, as well as some nonprofits that come in and utilize our conference rooms for their groups to get together. We have a variety of people. We have some people come in and commute to drop off their kids, and then they just stay the day to get their work done. And then we also have people who live in various areas in Atlanta, and when they don't have to go into work that day or into their office, they'll come in and because they live in Decatur, and it's just much more convenient, more flexible for their schedule.
Very cool. We'll look forward to talking more about that over the course of the show with Elisa Iannelli from Decatur Co-Works. I'm Matt Holmes. This is DeKalb Business Today. Let's go back to Ted Wright, the owner and the CEO of Fizz Marketing. I was really interested. Yeah, there you are. I was really interested. Your website, fizzcorp.com. I'm kind of tooling around on that. Before we even invited you on the show, I was very interested because in clicking around, there's a story on there about when you hire somebody new, you guys have a slogan and you put it on a t-shirt and everybody gets this t-shirt. Can you tell us about that?
I can, sure. So we started Fizz 15 years ago, and I graduated from the University of Chicago's Business School, and I wanted to just go do my own thing. And so the real purpose of Fizz is just so I'd be happy for the rest of my life. And it turns out that we have fun doing our work together. And so the mission statement for Fizz is four words, and one is an expletive, and it's "we don't F around." Or I guess, can we say the F word on the radio? Maybe not. I'm getting no, we can't. Okay. Hi, FCC. Or hello, Internet world. Hello, Internet world. So our mission statement is just four simple words. We don't F around. And you, in fact, do as an employee get one t-shirt, and it has the logo on the back, on the front, and just has those four words on the back. And that basically drives everything we do. In the marketing world, you get a lot of blather and you get a lot of silliness. And we're there, you know, to steal from a former CMO of Coca-Cola, we're there to help companies sell more stuff to more people more often for more money. And that's it. And also our business, you know, our mission statement really goes down to HR. You come in when you're ready and you need to go home. And if you need to go pick up the kids at 3 o'clock, you know, go ahead. And we do a lot of work in Asia. So, I mean, I have conference calls that start at 2 o'clock in the morning. And so we have a sofa, and, you know, if there's a little sign on my door, you know, don't knock on the door, and I'll sleep till 10:30 or 11 and I'll wake up, and, you know, it just is. So that's us. And we've been pretty successful so far.
What's the working relationship like between you and your employees? Is it a collaborative? Are they coming to you with ideas and coming up with their own ideas? Or how does that work within your office?
So we all hate each other independently and we shoot guns, little Nerf guns at each other.
Sure.
It's pretty awesome. It's very 17th
Thank
century.
God they're just Nerf guns.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly true. Yes, because they would shoot all me. And it'd be very. My wife and my child would probably miss me for a while. Yeah, it's super collaborative. What we have found is that, and I know you all find in your own work, nobody has all the answers. And so I really love working with smart people. So I pay extra to only work with smart people. And, you know, everybody is very talented. And then our clients throw problems down on the floor and we pick them up and we fix it. And then we, you know, significantly grow their businesses.
Is it a young man's game? Are you hiring younger people, some of these millennials?
So it's interesting. So we have people that are 23, and that's fascinating to talk about music because they'll go to Coachella and I'll be like, okay, I know who Tupac is and I know The Cure. But other than that, so I know the old band and the guy they're putting up there like as a billboard or a hologram.
Yeah.
But I have no idea about anybody else.
Yeah.
And then I'll talk about, you know, REM and they're like, oh yeah, that album. And I'm like, okay, there was stuff in the 80s too. I'm like, oh, you were around in the 80s?
Hey, I mentioned Simon and Garfunkel to some of my staff and they don't even know.
Right. You mean the guy who's married to Edie Brickell? Yeah, right. Yes, that's how he's famous. Yeah. Everybody, that's how he's famous. So we have people that are my age, and so I'm not quite yet 50 yet, and then we have people that are half my age. In fact, we had somebody who started to work less than a year ago and I was wearing a t-shirt to work and it was an old fraternity t-shirt and they look at the date on it and like, oh my God, I wasn't even born yet. And I looked at them and said, do you really think that's the wisest use of these last 5 seconds? And they looked at me like, yeah, probably not. So it's a learning environment for everybody.
I'm curious about how you spread the word about Fizz. There's a lot of marketing companies out there.
Oh, there are.
So to spread the word locally, but also you mentioned you have clients in Asia. Talk to me about that strategy.
So we have clients all over the world, actually. We're in 9 countries outside the United States. So we run kind of from Istanbul to Indonesia. Basically, it's most of our work is through referral, surprisingly for a word-of-mouth marketing company. One CEO will see another CEO somewhere, and I don't know where they all hang out, but it's some secret club. Maybe it's in Stad.
Davos.
Yeah, it's kind of Davos, but it's kind of not now. Davos is kind of too much, it's too public now that we're doing other stuff. So they talk to one another, and I go out and give speeches, and I, you know, whether it's, I'm in Asia, I was just in Northern Asia for a couple of weeks, giving a whole series of speeches. I got invited, I wrote a book. And so some people have read that and they found that amusing. We just sold our 60,000th copy about a month ago.
That's cool.
So that's pretty hilarious. The publisher was like, dude, if we can get 4,000 copies sold, that would be awesome. So I had no idea what publishing was. I was like, my wife is like, look, I'm so tired of telling other people at dinner parties what you do. I just need something I can take out of my purse and just hand to her. So that's
how you've sold 40,000 copies.
Mission
exactly.
accomplished.
Yeah. Go wife.
Yeah. Lots of dinner parties.
Lots of dinner parties. Ooh, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I like that idea.
Are the rules of business, the rules of succeeding in marketing and marketing to consumers, is it different here in the U.S. as opposed to around the world? You have to do your homework a little bit?
So if you're going to have conversations with people, you need to be able to understand sort of what's culturally relevant. And so when we're doing stuff in Bhutan, it's very different than when we're doing stuff in Jakarta. And that's very different than the stuff that we're doing in England or in Istanbul or throughout Turkey. So yes, and we always use local partners out there. Interestingly though, humans have been communicating face to face, we know for at least 4,000 years. I mean, that's how Jesus got it done and Buddha. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they just walked around and shared the story and just talked to folks. Exactly. So we did not invent word of mouth marketing. We just sort of reinvented it for the modern age. So we took stuff that works then and stuff that works now. And there's some new tools. I mean, you know, Facebook is kind of fun, but Facebook is and Twitter and all the rest of those and in different parts of the world, those it's the same kind of software, but they're different names. Everybody planet wide believes those about what they read on there about 1/10 to 1/100th as much as they believe the exact same conversation done face to face with somebody that they know.
Is there a certain type of company that you guys are working with and representing?
It's sort of all over the board. Do you have a problem and do you want to grow? Which is kind of everybody. Some people, so we can't get a Hollywood studio to talk to us. Interestingly, super conservative on the marketing side and the business side, as creative as they might be. And now that China has come on board, there's so much money coming back that they don't have to change, which is why you still see movies advertised on the side of buses, mm-hmm. which God knows I love MARTA, but is really just, you might as well just take that money and just light it on fire. Yeah. I mean, you'd get more utility out of that. And that's not just about buses. That's billboards. We redid all the Hawks stuff with them a couple, 3 years ago. And there was a lot of things. They're like, oh, we could take these same things, the same resources, and do them this way, and it gets more conversation. And then, you know, you put more butts in seats, which is kind of what their thing is. Like, we are a basketball team. We want as many people to show up and watch as much basketball as possible.
All right, so before we have to move on, talk to me about the Hawks, because that has to be one of the marketing success stories of the past 2 or 3 years. It helps that you're winning, but when you look at things that they've done, and I think Steve Koonin, the COO, has gotten a lot of credit for it, the Swipe Right night, which I heard about, and I said, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. They packed the house on a Wednesday night against Sacramento.
Yes.
It's outside the box stuff they're doing, bringing in concerts, rappers, that sort of thing. It's outside the box, and attendance is through the roof.
So it definitely helped that they won 60 plus games. Mm-hmm. And also, Steve's got a great team down there led by Peter Sorkoff. And we were just a very small part of that and just sort of helping them. A lot of talent. David Lee is down there, a super talented guy. There's a lot of talent down there. All of the things that you were just mentioning, it's less, for everyone who's listening, it's less about out of the box than more, would this be interesting enough for somebody to talk about it with their friends? So you kind of could have a really interesting TV commercial. It's possible to have an amazingly interesting billboard campaign. Just look at our good friends either at the Pink Pony, which is interesting, or Chick-fil-A, which mm-hmm. I know is really sort of two very different businesses, but they both are very...
They're owned by the same person, right?
And you wouldn't want to confuse the two. Right? One doesn't have a drive-thru, I think. I could be wrong.
Not necessarily.
Right? Depends on how
you may have just
it.
Come up with a new idea for the business.
Drive-thru lap dance. That's an awesome idea. What? Oh, my God.
Welcome to Business Radio X.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth, baby. It's coming.
Oh boy, Ted Wright from Fizz Marketing. He's the owner, the CEO. He's the idea guy. Fizzcorp.com is the website. Follow them on Twitter at Fizz_WOMM. Ted, it's been fun. We'll circle back with you at the end of the show.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, so let's get back with Kim Prillerman. Again, she's the CEO and founder of Soaring Corporate Coaching and Consulting out of Stone Mountain. Talk to me about your passion for leadership. Where'd that come from?
Well, to be honest, Matt, it started when I was a little girl. I have lots of stories. When I was a kid, I'm the oldest of six, believe it or not. And because of that, I've always had to lead my brothers and sisters. And I remember stories as a child where I would get the whole neighborhood together, all the kids, and I'd convince them or influence them to put together talent shows. And we would charge the parents 5 cents to watch us. I'm dating myself now. But even then, I had leadership ability, and I've always been surrounded by great leaders. But I've also seen poor leaders, and I've seen the damage they can do. Not only to organizations, but even more importantly, to people. I come in contact with people now who have it going on. Great education, great work history, but they lack self-confidence. And that started back with their leader. So that's where my leadership passion comes from. And I'm fairly good at it, I would say.
We've had a lot of corporate coaches, consultants, strategists on our show before. How is what you're doing different?
Well, first of all, I bring my uniqueness, which is me. I'm highly passionate and highly driven and inspired. But secondly, my business has a coaching component to it. And a lot of people laugh when they hear coaching. But coaching, if it's done correctly and it's by a certified coach, is powerful. Taking people and getting them unstuck, moving them forward in their dreams and their life, it's a powerful thing. So what I bring to that is that coaching component. I don't love and leave you. A lot of traditional training programs, people get the training, they go back to their desks, they throw the brochure or binder on a shelf, and they don't change a thing. With me, you get coaching in addition to that, so I stick with you so it becomes sustainable. The changes become a way of life for you.
What's the typical relationship like when you're working with a CEO or an executive? What's the back and forth with them? How much time are you spending with them?
That's a very important part of what I do. I really want to meet people where they are. So in terms of where I meet you, it could be anywhere. You know, it could be at a jazz concert or it could be in an office, a conventional office. But the relationship for me is really about listening and digging into my intuitive feelings, seeing what's not being said and reading that and then working with the person to come up with what they want things to look like. I don't give the answers. I pull the answers out of you.
SoaringCorporateCoaching.com is the website. Soaring, like soaring, a bird.
Absolutely my favorite.
Yeah, tell me about the name of the company.
Well, soaring to me means reaching high altitudes. It means flying high. And one of the biggest birds I love, the biggest impression in my life is an eagle. They're strong. They're powerful. They have vision. They're courageous. They have determination. So when I think of an eagle, I think of an eagle riding high, but soaring. Once you get there, you're just floating amongst the clouds. So that's what I want to help people do with their lives and with their businesses. I want them to reach that height they're looking for, but when they get there, they soar, and they're happy with where they are.
How are you getting the word out about what you are doing to potential clients?
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, I had a wonderful launch event last weekend, and we had over 80 people there. It was a beautiful at a art gallery there, and people word of mouth talking about my business. I gave a speech there. In addition to that, I have a website that's available. But I agree with Ted, websites don't sell people.
Sure.
It's the face-to-face. So I am the face of the organization. I am the network of the organization. So by word of mouth, it's key to me. My experience, my history, the testimonials that I have built is one of the ways I'm marketing my organization. And through things like this, radio.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we do here at DeKalb Business Radio. We don't do interviews over the phone. It's all face-to-face for that exact reason. Talk to me a little bit about the types of executives, the types of companies you're working with.
I love that question for a couple of reasons. I think I can serve the masses, and I want to help everyone, but we know that's not realistic.
Sure.
So for me, really, it's small, the mid-sized businesses that are just getting off the ground. We want these businesses to stay alive. We don't want them to go under, particularly in DeKalb County. They create jobs. So I like to help those with the vision, pull that vision through with small and mid-sized businesses. Secondly, it's leadership. So everybody's a leader. And I was giving a talk the other day, and I mentioned in the room, how many people are a leader? I asked the question. Half the people raised their hand. I was shocked. Because leadership is the ability to influence, whether it's your children, your coworkers, your spouse. I try that with my spouse. Doesn't get me anywhere. But friends. So everybody can influence somebody, and that makes you a leader. Leadership is powerful. It's how you lead that makes the difference. And those people that want to lead, inspire, energize, have high-performing teams that give productive and discretionary effort, those are the people that make my ideal client.
So you've got a strong track record, you get a strong message, but when you get a client in the room, ultimately they're going to have to admit, boy, I don't have all the answers, I do need some help, and they're going to have to accept your message, which kind of runs contrary to what you would think about a lot of CEOs. Do you run into them being resistant to change?
Well, you know, the first step is change and resetting your vision and your purpose. So lots of times clients come in and they just know they want to change. They don't know what that change is. Do they want to transition out of a job and into something new they love to do? Do they want to take a different route in their life, personally or professionally? A lot of people have an itch, but they don't know how to scratch it, and they're not quite sure what that itch is. So I really ask empowering questions to help people think. I hate to say this, but I'm known to make grown men cry. That's how deep we get, and really go deep into the heart and really go deep into what makes you happy and where you want to go. So I always say, if you leave my office and I haven't made you cry, I haven't done my job.
SoaringCorporateCoaching.com.
I cry all the time. Be
all right.
That's the website, SoaringCorporateCoaching.com. Kim Prillerman, the CEO and the founder there. Kim, we appreciate you sharing that.
Thank you.
All right, so let's get back to our third guest, and I've got his cookbook right here, brand new. It's Mitchell Anderson, Food and Thought is the cookbook. And so here's the deal. You used to be on Doogie Howser, MD, which I have the DVDs. I went back and rewatched and everything. You don't look a whole lot different back then than you do today.
Yes, I did.
The hair is definitely different.
Like long, flowing, almost mullet type hair.
It was impressive.
Yeah,
you almost had to be.
Lots of feathers going back on the side. It was really pretty.
It was the era of MacGyver. So that
it definitely was. Yeah.
So your character on Doogie Howser was
Dr. Jack McGuire.
Oh, that's.
Yeah,
you did have different hair.
I
did.
I see it.
So here's the deal. Obviously, Neil Patrick Harris succeeded despite the whole child star thing, and he's gone on to a great career. So this is the cookbook that makes you the most successful ex-cast member of Doogie Howser now, right? I mean, this is going to elevate you to that level.
Yeah.
You'll be hosting the Tonys?
My self-published cookbook will get me right into the Tonys, yeah.
Talk to me about
the first part of your EGOT, right?
No, the funny thing about that is that every year I watch the Tonys, and you know, there actually is a story in the book about Neil and him hosting the Tonys, and of course I'm super proud of him, but I have no regrets about leaving show business. I loved acting. I was good at it. I enjoyed my life. But as Kim said, you know, sometimes you want to change. Sometimes you want a new vision for what your life looks like. The only time I have a lump in my throat is when I watch the Tony Awards, not the Oscars, not the Emmys, but the Tony Awards, because that to me is where my heart was. Mm. And while I made most of my living as an actor on film and television, my heart was in the theater, where that conversation, where that word of mouth.
You hear that from a lot of actors.
Direct. Well, it's all about communication. So my whole transition into the restaurant world was because I like to tell the story. So sitting around a table, usually with food, but now with microphones, mm-hmm. you get to tell these stories. You get to tell the story of your life. You get to hear other people's perspective. And the theater, to me, is where that conversation is the most vital and the most energetic and the most exciting. So watching Neil on the Tony Awards was always like, oh, that's the place I want to be, you know.
And a friend that you're rooting for, you know, a lot of times you don't like to see him fail. He does a great job every time.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's an amazing guy. And you could tell at 16 that he was going to be an amazing man, an amazing person. And for him to live absolutely in his truth with his life, his family, his career, and succeed really beyond anybody's wildest imagination and be just so lovely. I went to see him in Hedwig last year, hadn't seen him in 20 years, went backstage. He could not have been nicer. And we had, you know, a good bro hug and, you know, talked for 20 minutes. And then he politely said, okay, I'm tired, gotta go. You know, because, you know, it was a huge show. But, yeah. I'm proud of him.
And you are involved in local theater, right?
When, you know, the nice thing about acting now is that I don't need it. So when it comes along, it's awesome. I now, 3 years ago, did this great play over at Actors Express, which is a great place to work. And it happened to be a play that a friend of mine wrote that went to Broadway, and it was a great part. And yeah.
That's very cool. Let's get back to the cookbook, though. We'll
keep our eye on the ball here.
Food and thought. So you have your restaurant, you have your kitchen experience. Why go with a cookbook?
Well, mostly because over the last, I would say, 5 years, you know, the restaurant's been open 10. I've had so many lovely customers saying, hey, what's the secret to this? Or what do you put in that salad? And why does the basil vinaigrette taste like heaven? You know, and when are you going to write a cookbook? Well, you know, running a business and being in the kitchen 2 to 4 days a week, you know, and really, you know, I'm there, like I am the guy, right? You don't have a lot of time. So I kept putting it off. But then in conjunction with the 10th anniversary of the restaurant, I thought now's the time. So I collected and decided what of our, you know, most popular things should be in there. It took me about a year and a half to write. And then the first part of the book is a traditional cookbook where it's a cross section of what we serve at Metrofresh. We have breakfast entrees, soups and salads of all kinds, and some dinner entrees. There's about 60 recipes, beautifully photographed by my partner, Richie. And then the second half of the book, the thought section, is a collection of the blogs that I've been writing over the last 10 years. So when I opened the restaurant 10 years ago, my thought was, I want people to have a personal buy-in to the restaurant. So this was well before social media, before Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those things. So every day, and this was, I just sent out to my email list the menu, because I wanted, you know, you sit at your desk in the morning and you open your email and there, the Metrofresh menu pops up, because the menu changes every single day. And I thought, well, I'm just going to write a little story. So at first it was sort of, I call it the adventures of restaurant world. So it was about, you know, the busy day that we're having with catering or the funny thing that happened in the parking lot and seeing an old friend, whatever. And then it began to evolve into just stories about what's happening in my life at that moment, whether it's a memory of childhood, the influences that my parents had on me, the amazing events that they created to spur family and community and neighborhood. And it really all involves communication. And over the years, every single day, I've written, you know, now thousands and thousands of these little stories. So creating the book, the, you know, really the thing that took me the longest was curating these thousands of blogs and figuring out which one told the story the best, which are, should be included. And the great thing about it is that when you read them all together, it's sort of the stream of consciousness diary. So the cool thing is that life happens, right? And you get up in the morning and you go to work and you're, you know, creating this life that's right in front of you. Mm-hmm. But in the background, all of these things sort of happen, you know, life happens. So in the last 10 years, my parents have gone through their aging process. It's been very difficult. My family has rallied around them. I lost my brother to alcoholism. So, and then joyful things, weddings and births and customers going through their transitions in life. So that story is sort of the background story that happens while you're running the business. And that's why I think it's kind of fascinating.
It's DeKalb Business Today and DeKalb Business Radio. We're talking with Mitchell Anderson from Metro Fresh. I'm curious because your traditional cookbook, The Joy of Cooking, it's literally just black and white, ton of recipes all listed together. And that doesn't work nowadays. I know that for a fact because my wife is a big cook. You can go online, you can Google whatever recipe you want. For a cookbook to succeed today, you do need that personal element. Well, that's why I'm still buying her cookbooks, is because she loves the stories that whoever the cook is telling.
Right. And I think that personal touch is what we all seek, right? So you can go online, and that's why this, you know, word of mouth marketing is so fascinating. You can go online and get anything, but you can't get the story behind the story. You can't get the face behind the story. So in the book, it's illustrated with all these great pictures of my childhood and my family and the restaurant and, of course, the beautiful food. But that's what you crave. You know, you want that hardcover. And people say, well, why don't you do a digital version? I'm like, that doesn't interest me. You know, I want the paper. I want the glossy feel of it. I want the weight of the book as I leaf through it and I open to a page and I learn about, you know, the plywood great pumpkin that my dad made for our Halloween decoration. You know, those kinds of things are real to me. There's a great story in there, and I'm sorry if I'm taking way too much time because I do talk a lot. talking about very personal word of mouth, I had a customer very early on named Lisa Farmer, who was a lawyer in Midtown, very, very successful. She had a lot of health challenges. She was one of my very first customers who came through the door. She decided that Metro Fresh was going to be her personal cause. So she got on her own version of social media. She talked up Metro Fresh in Virginia Highland and Midtown and all of her contacts. And she was one of my first champions. Well, a year and a half later, she passed away from pancreatic cancer, but she also had MS. So our second anniversary was this amazing memorial to her. So the very person that was very, you know, she was critical when she needed to be, but she was encouraging when she could, when she, you know, she loved us. But that's the kind of story, and that's the kind of story that keeps a business like Metro Fresh centered in the neighborhood and successful.
A lot of great stories in food and thought. Where can people find it?
It is available at my restaurant, which is in Midtown, in the Midtown Promenade, 931 Monroe. Also on my website, metrofreshatl.com. And tomorrow from 3 to 5, I will be at Cook's Warehouse in Decatur.
Just about the perfect type place to be.
And I'll have a pot of soup, and you'll be able to try some soup.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Mitchell, we appreciate you being here.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. So let's round up with Elisa Iannelli. Again, the general manager of Decatur Co-Works over there on Church Street. How are you reaching out to people? How are you getting in new clients to use your space?
That is a good question. Honestly, it's word of mouth. People who have, so people who see the sign, they're like, what is this? And so they come in and I give them a tour and I explain what co-working is and how it's shared office space. So that's one way. Our current members, they're really great about getting the word out there. And me personally, through networking, DBA, trying to go out in the community, I'm still... I will go to coffee shops and say, hey, if you're busy, why don't they, you know, grab their coffee, come over to Co-Works, and that way we're both happy. So yeah. I haven't been, that is a major project of mine coming up. So that's the best way, word of mouth. So
how's it physically different? Give us the feel of being inside Decatur Co-Works as opposed to other maybe really formal workspaces.
That's very great. So we do have what we consider the house side and the modern side. So the great thing about that building is on the house side, it is a little bit more intimate. We have an interior designer that works there, and so she changes up the layout a lot, and it's just a little bit more homey. On the modern side, it still has that homey environment that is comfortable. We do have like overhead lights and, you know, basic desks and office chairs, but the entire feel is open. So the conference rooms are upstairs in a lofty area, so, and the building is wide open, so there's not really barriers for, so everyone can see each other. So it's really great. It's a fun place to go and to get work done. So
what kinds of clients do you have? What lines of work are they in?
So it's a variety right now. We don't necessarily have a niche. We're open for everyone. We have remote workers. We have work at home professionals that just, with the holidays coming in and they had a lot of family, they needed to get a break from their, home office and come in and get some work done. We've also had, you know, freelancers and, independent contractors that kind of get lonely at home and they just need a change of environment and get inspiration. We have a lot of, startups and nonprofits and, entrepreneurs, that are looking for, you know, affordable and risk-free workspace. We have people in transition who are just starting off, or people that are kind of growing bigger, and so they move out of the space. And then we've even had writers come in, and they just needed to get a break, and grad students who need a quiet place to study. So it really, it's a variety of people right now. So we want more.
Is it kind of a general admission, general seating type thing? If somebody wants to come in for one day or something like that, just kind of pick a desk, or?
Yes. We have a variety of memberships. We have a day pass that they just come in for the day, and they sit in the open seating area. We do have a dedicated workspace that's for people who want to have 24/7 access, and they have a desk where they can leave their monitor overnight or other supplies. And then we have a few private offices that we rent that's also 24/7 access, and they can close the door, lock it up at the end of the evening, whatever's convenient for them. So we're very flexible. Most of our desks are in the open space, and then we can create custom packages based on what we have right now. And then, of course, there's the conference rooms. Those you can rent out. You don't have to be a member. So you can just, you know, come in for the day and have your group meeting and then go home. So it's a really great option for people, especially out-of-towners who we had a woman come call recently and said that the Marriott was booked and they didn't have any conference rooms, and they told us about us. And so she called and I said, hey, this is what we do. And she's like, great, I want to come in. So
I think
perfect.
That was the word of mouth thing we've been talking about all morning.
Exactly. I was like, I need to call and thank them. So
what kind of perks do you have that you offer to your clients, or even just the drop-ins?
Drop-ins, it's we have Wi-Fi, and then they can have a printer, scanner, copy, and then the amenities increase as the membership increases, but you get free conference room, you get, and then of course you get me. I'm kind of like a personal assistant for people. I will print things, staple them. I will, you know, I always greet people at the front door and give them tours, but if someone's meeting a client, I will walk to where they're located and introduce them. So, we also have a business address for people. So if they don't want to put their home address on their you know, business or the website or anything like that, we offer that as well. And, you know, we have a great kitchen area. So people can come in, they can bring their lunch, they can put it in the fridge, they can work while they eat while they work. And so it's a basic office amenities, but so much more because of the people in the community.
Is it free coffee? We've been leaning on the people around here forever for free coffee, and we can't get it.
So that's so funny. In 2016, that is one of our goals, and we're just trying to figure out what the best way to do that. So yes, we will eventually have free coffee.
Good for
you. Which is really exciting. And yeah, for everyone involved. Another thing that I love about Decatur Co-Works is that we do have different events. We have socials for the co-working members to get to know each other or to bring guests from outside to check out the space. And also we do lunch and learns, and so we're always constantly looking for expert panels or anyone to come in. Past lunch and learn topics have been about marketing. The one that we had this week was actually Wendy Watkins. She's a business coach, and she talked about essential success habits for entrepreneurs, and that was really popular and it was really great. So also in 2016, we're looking to increase our lunch and learns, maybe have Ask the Expert hours, and then hopefully open up co-works to the community just to try out for the day, and or bring your co-worker to work. We have a lot of great things planned. I'm looking forward to it in the future. So
if somebody catches the show is hearing about Decatur Co-Works, how do they get in touch with you? What's the best way to maybe come in and take a tour, I guess, is what they want to do?
Yes, we are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. That is a 10-hour day. So people can drop by. We're located at 708 Church Street, which is right across from CrossFit Decatur and in front of Onyx. They can call the front desk, or they can email us at info@decaturcoworks.com, and then I can schedule a tour for them to come in. But really, we love drop-ins, to be honest. It's a great way to see the space without being staged, and so they can really get a feel for it naturally as it is.
Excellent. Alisa Iannelli, the general manager of Decatur Co-Works. DecaturCoworks.com is the website. They are at Decatur Co-Works on Twitter. Before we finish up, let's bring it back to the full table. Let's talk about the future, because obviously we're coming up on a new year. You got your resolutions, everything for your businesses. But talk to me about, let's go 5 years down the road, even. And Ted, we'll start with you at Fizz Marketing. What's happening with you in 5 years? What's the long-term goal for you?
So this is a question that my wife and I talk about. You know, the future for us is continuing expansion of the building and the company. Actually, really, the company, not the building. Sorry, folks. You know, been at it for 15 years. We made some pretty significant investments in some of our clients, and those are really starting to take off. There's some CPG stuff that we do. There's some music stuff that we do. And so as we evolve, we'll continue to take on new clients, but our businesses that we are growing internally with our client partners, they will become probably a larger and larger part of this. And so we'll just end up managing a portfolio of companies eventually. And my son is 12, and he said the other day, he's like, "Daddy, you're not going to be disappointed if I don't want to run Fizz." And I was like, "No, dude, your grandfather didn't make me run Reinforced Earth, so you don't have to run Fizz." And he's like, "Good, because I want to be an architect and an astronaut and design Legos." And I'm like, "Dude, you should do all those things. Awesome. I can hardly wait to visit your house.
Design Legos in space."
Yes. Oh, please.
Well, Legoland has a full-time position for a Lego designer.
They right do. We went and met the one, the guy who got the first gig here in Atlanta, Abbott. My son is Abbott. Abbott was probably like 9. And he's like, "Daddy, we have to go meet him." And I was like, "All right." And so we just, through friends of friends, we went over there and had a little fanboy moment. And
most kids want to meet Matt Ryan or somebody, Julio Jones.
Abbott likes all those guys too. Lionel Messier also very interesting in meeting him. Yes, the guy who designs Lego stuff, that was super cool.
For you growing your business 5 years, more domestic work or more international growth?
Wherever the world takes us. My wife wants us to do a lot more work in Atlanta. She's like, "You know more about what's going on in Paris than you do in Atlanta. You know, it's a big, there's stuff here. Why are you a double diamond every year on?" But she also gets to go with me, especially as our childhood. So, you know, with the yin comes the yang.
Kim, talk about the future of Soaring Corporate Coaching 5 years down the road.
Well, I'm really excited about it. I can see the vision. What I visualize is the fact that the company is a household name, word of mouth, reaching the masses. I see myself in Soaring, having speaking engagements across the country, a lot of international work. I'd love to go back and see my friends in Bucharest, Romania, and spend some time with them, helping to build their businesses and their leadership capabilities. But I do see myself as the front of the company, the voice of the company, inspiring masses to be great leaders and have successful businesses and living their dreams.
Mitchell, between Metro Fresh, between the cookbook, you mentioned you're hoping this is not your last cookbook. Where do you see the future for you?
You know, it's a very interesting subject for me, because in a flattering way, so many people say, oh, Metrofresh would be great here and this city and that city and, you know, take over the world. But conversations with my partner and me in the last couple of years have been about quality of life. You know, running a business and running a restaurant is intense and all-encompassing. So I love what we're doing. I love creating these amazing menus every single day and serving this great neighborhood. So I think that the business is great where it is, which doesn't mean it doesn't grow. Maybe there's packaging in the future. Maybe there's an online presence where people can, you know, enjoy Metrofresh product. Maybe there's one, two, three more cookbooks in the future. Certainly every day I have more blogs, more stories to tell. So that's kind of exciting. And, you know, who knows? Maybe there's more acting in the future.
Has anybody brought up the idea of a Doogie Howser reunion? I'll bring it up right now. It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
You're already here on Business Radio.
I'll get right on that. Or a party of five 20 years later.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
I was remiss to ask you, what's the number one recipe that you want people to know about out of your book? I mean, what's your go-to recipe?
So the only thing that we make on the menu every single day is turkey chili, which is affectionately known as Michili.
Okay.
And that recipe is in the book. So, and then there's the basil vinaigrette, which has just a tiny little crack cocaine in it, because that's what keeps people coming back.
CIA vinaigrette.
Yeah, CIA, exactly.
You're making me hungry.
Life is great, and I'm, you know, 54 years old, and 5 years from now I will be nearly 60, and, you know, and that's a lovely time of life. So,
Alisa, talk to me about the future of Decatur Co-Works. Where do you guys look to grow? How do you expand?
We would love to have its own community. We have a community now, but we just love that for it to expand, to be very cohesive and collaborative. Maybe find our niche. We are talking to the Decatur Book Festival to see if we can do a collaboration with them for 2016. It would be really great to have them there and also extend hours. Right now, it's typical business hours. It would be really great if we had more evening and maybe even weekends, because that's been kind of a request. So, and maybe, who knows, maybe a second location indicator or somewhere else, and just bring the joy of co-working to other communities. So that's what we're looking forward to, and that's where I hope to be in 5 years. So
that's awesome. Well, we've gone over our time. I kind of figured we would, because you guys are an entertaining bunch. We appreciate you being here today. Again, Ted Wright, the CEO and owner of Fizz Marketing. Find them online, fizzcorp.com. Mitchell Anderson, metrofreshatl.com. And again, the book is Food and Thoughts. Some great recipes, some great photographs in there as well. Kim Prillerman from Soaring Corporate Coaching. You find them online, soaringcorporatecoaching.com. And Alisa Iannelli from Decatur Co-Works. DecaturCoWorks.com is that website. Guys, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you for being here.
Great.
Thank
Had
you.
A blast.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. We'll be back with another great show coming up at noon. But until then, for executive producer Jason Becknell, I'm Matt Holmes. We'll see you next time.